Tim, this is open lines on any topic, including health and wellness issues. We're dealing with a lot of issues going on. Let's do the menu of the key ones. Number one, we're dealing with unrestrained terrorism, where our so-called leader will not call it either Black Lives Matter terrorism, race terrorism, or Muslim extreme terrorism. They give us political correctness when it puts the public in danger. We have an open border where people are embedding, as all of our heads of our departments, including the ones even Obama's appointed, are telling us that they're going to embed terrorists within the Muslim groups. And we have 72% of mosques in America are radicalizing even young-born Americans that are actually Muslims, and non-Middle Eastern people that are white, blue-eyed Americans turning into
Muslims.
Well,
let me tell
Muslims.
You what the Polish government has said. Immigration, multiculturalism, and political correctness are responsible for the Nice, French terrorism, and all the terrorism in Europe. And that really kind of nails it. The Poles, the Hungarians, the Austrians, and the Swiss have been telling the EU to go to hell.
Well, I think they're going to. Now, here's another twist on that. The latest story is that for Britain, after Brexit now, they're trying to make a deal where Britain will still have access to the so-called single economy of Europe, but not have to be membership in accepting immigration. They're trying to make a compromise because they're still trying to destroy Europe by massive, unrestrained immigration. But we already know that Angela Merkel, from the votes earlier this year from the cantons in Germany, she's finished. We know that in Austria there's parties pushing, and they still had a false vote that destroyed the leader that was going to take over and clean out the mess there. The
Hungarians, but their Supreme Court has invalidated that, so they're going to rehold that.
They're going to rehold it. Now, the second thing is that the Hungarians are finished. So if any group of people in Europe are tough, it's the Hungarians. I've known Hungarians for years, and they will not put up with garbage. The Poles have suffered World War I and II. They know exactly what's going on here, and this is not reasonable. So where I see this going is Europe is going to disintegrate, but they're going to pull off something to make it a super state. They want to destroy national sovereignty, flood it, and make it an Islamic super state. Remember now that their space-based weapons guidance systems in Europe are directly linked to ours for guiding nuclear missiles. Did you know that?
Yeah, did you know that Obama, the one of the so-called benefits to the globalists and in this near civil war that they're creating, this race nightmare, is Obama would take control of the police forces. Now, that's not constitutional, but Obama's not president constitutionally. They forget the Constitution. He wants to.
You know, as I said again, I don't blame Obama. Obama's a symptom. I mean, the fact that the public are inactive, some of the legal organizations.
I blame him as an individual because
no, I don't. He's just a symptom. He's just like Hillary's a symptom. The fact that she can run after all the crimes that she's done is our fault. These people are there because of us. If you have a bad pastor in a church or a bad priest who's doing the boys. The reason why he's still there is because we haven't done our job. Just like if you have a bad doctor that's killing patients, and I've seen it in the Board of Examiners when I've actually done medical legal cases where we have a surgeon who's out of control or an alcoholic or is out of his mind, and he's getting away with murder because he's really wealthy and he's really connected to the Board of Examiners. That's
so your
the
advice
facts.
Basically helped me to save my mother-in-law. From a very
right, but the
bad.
Problem is, you see, people are nice. They're afraid to go against the grain. They're afraid to do what needs to be done. Even there's only a few months left for Obama, he needs to be impeached. The FBI director and the head of the Department of Justice, we need to close our borders now because the next terrorist attacks or series of attacks will probably bring in a domestic security bill that will be bipartisan. And if they do it before the elections, they're going to try to do something to, if they can't get Hillary in, they're going to try to give another term of Obama under a terrorist state of martial law, so they'll not have elections at all. They'll just have Obama staying there as el dictore. Okay?
Yeah.
So people, that's where I see things going.
As crazy as that sounds, in the last, less than 2 weeks, we've had two massacres of armed police officers in major American cities. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
We've had two massacres of armed police officers, one in Dallas and one in Baton Rouge, in less than 2 weeks now. So, I mean, they're just cranking up. I mean, what if there's a dirty bomb released in a major American city and your casualties are in the tens of thousands dead? I can give you all kind of scenarios. I mean, well, these people are evil to the max.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, the problem is people don't have a backbone. I have a backbone.
Well, people better get a backbone.
But they better. I'm going to have a backbone.
You lived in beautiful Sweden with all these gorgeous women running around, and their fine economy, and everything is well taken care of. And then they bring in a couple hundred thousand dirty North Africans, single military age men, Muslims, who proceed to squat in Sweden, use their food, their housing, their money, their everything, and then rape their women.
I can blame the Swedes for that, okay? You got to blame the Swedes. If they want to help the people in North Africa, help them in their own community, do not bring them here because they're not going to integrate with society. By the way, I have a lawyer I want to bring in, Tim.
Look, we're going to give you a month. We're going to help you.
Tim.
You military age guys.
I wouldn't give them. I wouldn't bring them in for
every plane and every ship and every train. At the end of 7 days, anybody left will be dead. And if you so much as step out of line in that 7 day period when you're supposed to be leaving, you're dead. Real simple. Talk to them in a language they understand.
Well, one of the language is we are led by the people themselves are the leaders. Okay, when you don't I tell people I agree with Trey Gowdy. Just telling people they're stupid doesn't help. But telling people, let's ask a series of questions. For example, do you want to have a healthcare system? For example, the healthcare system in Canada is pretty bad, okay? But it's a hell of a lot better than the American system. And now, with Obamacare, premiums are 40 to 60% higher. 86% of people can't afford the copays. Medical innovation isn't happening. And the state medical boards are still there. The lawyers are still making buco box suing doctors that should have been stopped months or years before. And usually the high rollers, the guy that make a lot of money, will continue killing or injuring people by doing inappropriate surgeries. And they get away with it, especially if they're in a large medical group or they have millions of dollars to hire more attorneys to fight the lawsuits. So the problem is they'll dock off, junior doctors or single doctors or small groups, but they don't want innovation. Now, if you want to solve the problem in America, the first thing you do is you ask questions. Do you really understand the direction that's going to happen if we don't get Trump? And Trump also is not surrounded by the right kinds of advisors. So we need to pray for repentance and support. Number two, do people understand it's not okay to vote for Hillary? It's like telling someone that it's okay to go to a stadium and wear a bomb vest and be playing around with the clicker to blow up the bomb in the middle of the stadium. It's not okay to go to a stadium with a bomb vest on. That's what people are doing geopolitically if they support Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. They have to understand the consequences.
I wouldn't want to be in Cleveland because I
got a personal offer to go to Cleveland directly from one of Trump's sons. And because I'm a supporter and they knew about the fact we're supporting one in the program, I said, no, I'm not going to go. No way. I know it's not going to be a controlled situation. The police there are federalized police. They're not going to do their job. I guarantee you there's going to be violence there.
And the U.S. Secret Service is in charge of the whole operation.
And by the way, the Secret Service said you can't have a concealed carry there. Why the hell not? If you've got valid, good citizens that have proper certification to have a concealed carry, they have an open carry policy. I could walk around with a shotgun down the street in Cleveland. Do you know that?
Yeah.
But you can't have a concealed carry. Why? Tell me why, if I stick it inside my jacket and I have a proper vest and a proper holster with proper safety on it, it's different than me walking around with an open carry gun. Really. Tell me why. It's an open carry city. Doesn't make sense. So the Secret Service is setting it up. And do you think they're going to stop when that guy went and grabbed Trump a few months ago and grabbed him by the leg and literally, if he had a knife or something, he could have stabbed him or cut his Achilles tendon or cut an artery in his leg. Instead, the guy got slapped on the hand, on the wrist and brought in the media.
He was out the same day.
The same day. They didn't even keep him overnight in the prison, in the jail. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He's attacking a presidential candidate. He doesn't even get overnight. You've got to be kidding.
What do you think would happen if he tried to attack Hillary?
He'd go to jail for years. Again, remember the Wicked Witch of the West. And people want to argue with me and say, you know what? This argument's going to go nowhere. I'll say, here's the consequence. You vote Hillary in, You have Texas in a few years. You have no America anymore. You have social chaos because the country is now bankrupt and it can't afford to pay for 95 to 105 million people who can't have food stamps and other things. And now you got race riots and whatever. And you got to shoot people to save your own hide and stop your family from being attacked by killers and people starving to death. Do you want to see that kind of America that'll make the, you know, the day after tomorrow or, you know, Fear the Walking Dead
look like a game? Inside that box, you'll get it.
Right. And so, is this the consequence you want? You ask him questions. Is this where you want to go? When you want to see Bernie Sanders, he's going
to
make free this and free that?
And you need to do some background checking when you see these stories. Let me give you an example. There were a couple shootings, one in Minnesota and one in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that supposedly started this round of, you know, shooting all the policemen and all this stuff. Okay. Well, here's a little background on Elton Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Now, we've told he's a good family man, and he was didn't have his gun out, but he was armed. Okay, well, let's look at his rap sheet. Can I, if I can take a minute here and go down this rap sheet? It's rather long. 9/09/1996, aggravated battery. 10/31/97, second degree battery. 1/6/1998, simple battery. 5/4/2000, public intimidation. 9/20.
Which shooter was this guy?
The guy knowledge of it.
Which shooter is this guy? The guy in
this is Elton Sterling, the guy that the innocent guy in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, that was shot by cops. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Carnal knowledge of a juvenile. 9/4/01, domestic violence. 5/24/05, burglary of an inhabited dwelling place. 7/11/2005.
Tim, I think you proved your point. Rather than using up the whole segment, what you're saying now is that you have repeated criminal activity.
On and on and on and on.
Now, here's the problem, though.
This guy was carrying a gun.
Right.
He was prohibited from carrying a gun. He was a convicted felon. He had the gun. He was going for the gun. They practically begged the man to stop. And yes, they shot him because they wanted to go home from their shift alive.
There's several defects. The first thing is the level of training for these cops, the level of body armor, the level of training to have non-lethal weapons. So even if somebody has a gun, you draw your gun, but you use non-lethal technology. For example, they have these little capsules that'll hit you with a little ball that'll explode, knock you to the ground with an anesthetic in a second. They could have used non-lethal technology if they had it, like a dazzle weapon that would make them blind for half an hour, which they have, by the way, for the United Nations. They have these little guns, and you hit it in 100,000 candle power, and that's it, man. You're not seeing for half an hour. You couldn't hit the
They make them the size of a flashlight.
Exactly. A super powerful flashlight.
I think that's what they used on the driver when they killed Princess Di, but go ahead.
Right, so here's the point. We need to do several things. Number one, we need to have civilian militia inside these no-go zones in terms of Chicago, where the criminals are carrying high-powered weapons, and you don't want to go in there even with level 3 body armor unless you have troops and a Bearcat. So they've one-upped the cops to the point where the cops are smart enough to realize if they go there, they're going to confront advanced criminals with heavy equipment that's going to kill them. Okay? So why the hell does Obama and the mayor of Chicago, who's his buddy, again, butt buddy, I call him, why are these butt buddies saying this is perfectly okay and we're going to put the cops in danger? And then, you know what Obama says he's in overseas? He says he wants the police to admit. Did you see that on Drudge? He wants the police to admit. Admit to what? He wants them to admit to the fact, if they start admitting to the fact that they have problems, that here it is. Obama tells the cops to admit. Now, you know what that means? If they admit that they can't control everything, that they're not perfect, that's the start of the solution to the problem. Are you kidding, Obama? You're telling me that the cops cause themselves to be put in a dangerous situation without the proper equipment, training, and things to protect themselves so they don't die? That you think if they admit it, the fact they're not perfect and not getting proper funding for vehicles to protect them, or body armor, or non-lethal weapons, or training? Are you kidding me? This guy's got a hell of a lot of nerve, doesn't he?
It may not be politically correct to say so.
Yeah, this is so disgusting. In the middle of another...
Yeah, in the middle of a hood, in any... black ghetto community, it's very dangerous.
Yeah, but it's a simple solution.
Most of the people are decent people, okay?
Well, here's how you
have a large thug element, which is very dangerous.
Tim, here's how you solve it.
On the black people a lot more than the white. And
here's how you solve
cop,
it, Tim.
When you
Tim,
go let, in that let, area, your life is on the line.
Let me tell you a solution.
You
Tim,
through.
Let me give you a solution here, okay? Interrupt you. Number one, you've got to get militia inside there that are part of the families and the groups inside that are decent people in there. Properly train them and arm them, et cetera, to work with the police like a civilian militia. Number two, you need proper training, non-lethal weapon technology, and you need also be able to ump the technology and equipment of the police so they can't die doing their job. So they can go home to their wife or family. And number three, you got to stop federalizing cities. Do you know how many cities under Obama they federalized the police forces, including Cleveland? They're federalized.
No, I don't actually.
There's a lot. I think all the major cities that are having high crime rates are all federalized by the federal government. Those police forces are under control of the federal government, okay?
Well, you see, that's the step in this direction of making all police part of the federal government. Now, that is completely, 100% in opposition to the Federal Republic of the United States of America. We're supposed to be a republic of semi-sovereign states, or sovereign states, if you wish, not a giant federal government that even, you know, the local constables, the local deputy sheriffs, local city or town cops, all are controlled by the federal government. That is not the American way from its inception.
Yeah, but look what Obama's done, and look what not only George Bush did before, because they were federalizing during George Bush.
Obama's the front man for these criminals that are pulling things behind.
Right, and each of these presidencies, whether Democrat or Republican, cover each other's butts. So it doesn't matter if it's switching from Democrat to Republican. If you have an insider, they're going to cover each other.
Well, I think it won't matter if Trump gets in, because I think he realizes...
Well, that's why they're so vile.
I mean, going down the tubes.
If you go and open up, say, Google News, and you look at the news items on Trump, it's vile. It's so disgusting what they do. For example, if I open up here, Google News...
Oh, well, let's talk about Google for a second. The brothers that own, basically, Google. Google is one of the key funders of Black Lives Matter, along
right.
with Bloomberg, and
right.
a little fella called George Soros. Now... Why aren't these people being prosecuted under the Patriot Act and other federal legislation for inciting
There's federal laws against the disruption of the conventions.
You wouldn't even give me a law book in a few minutes, and I can come up with a list as long as your arm of very serious felonies these guys should be indicted for.
Well, let's look at Google.
Nobody's even been questioned before a grand jury, much less indicted. Why is that bastard Soros sitting over there in Europe pulling all this shit in this country, and he hasn't even been indicted, much less arrested on an international arrest warrant and brought here to answer for it?
Yeah, you see, again, it's us failing. Give an example. If you open up Google News, you know what you find under Donald Trump? This is how Donald Trump protests become so violent. And this is Vox. The next article down is how Donald Trump won. Vox again. The next article, Donald Trump and Mike Pence's first interview puts uneasy union on display. Garbage. Political politics, Donald Trump's safe choice for number two, freeze Hillary Clinton's hand, strategists say. New York Times, another in the back pocket of Hillary Clinton. I feel a deep sense of remorse, Donald Trump's ghostwriter says. I mean, it goes on and on. The regular media are so friggin' criminal. If you read this, you not only lower your IQ per minute that you read this garbage, but you also lower your spiritual IQ, and you actually are doing something, bringing damnation on you and your country.
Well, one good positive thing is that fewer and fewer people are turning to mainstream media, because even Billy Bob, who doesn't have... You know, not too bright a bulb. Billy Bob kind of somehow has figured out they ain't telling me the truth.
Yeah, right.
And they're not.
Yeah, exactly.
All lies.
Amazing.
Yes. Who's the father of all lies?
Yeah.
Satan.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Latest crazy stories that are out there, including this is so hard to
there's
believe.
There's no shortage of crazy stories.
Where
I mean, it's
they're
nuts.
Trying to say that Trump has brought up another conspiracy theory about Obama. Let's see, we have a caller, Fred in Iowa, wants to discuss what you think about the second beast of Revelation is. Okay, Fred, what do you think it is? I mean, I like to lead by asking people questions. What's their knowledge base? Because you can only lead people by asking them good questions, not telling them what to think. What do you think?
Well,
Fred, are you there?
You're putting it right back at me. I was going to say that I agree with you that the problem is us, the people.
Exactly.
You know, they've got itching ears. They want to listen to fables and fairy tales. And the problem is in our churches, but there's mitigating circumstances that can explain that, because our churches have been infiltrated and are controlled.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if they're infiltrated. You can actually, it's almost like if you have a healthy body and let's say you step on a nail, and this is before tetanus vaccine was available or antibiotics, your body would get removed the bacteria and you'd have an abscess and it would drain and you'd heal. You might get left with it. The problem is the body politic of the church is not healthy enough, because the healthy people would identify a bad pastor or a bad member of their church, and they'd expel them. We don't have that. The same with the medical system. They have a bad surgeon that's getting away with murder because he's really rich and he's connected to the board. He can get away with murder. Or a bad lawyer or a judge gets away with murder. Or people do things that are unconstitutional, like this president declares powers to himself that are not in the Constitution or in even previous presidencies.
So, yeah, you're right. I agree with you.
The problem I see is the people. The people, and this, by the way, goes along with what I call the regular media are completely useless, and 90% of the so-called alternative media are also pretty useless because they wanted to say me too, but then where do they provide solutions? And the solutions comes with asking good questions. You mentioned
right,
about,
and I would like to ask that good question, may I?
Go ahead. Who's the second beast in your idea?
No, I'm asking you the question.
No, I'm asking you. I want to, if I'm turning it right around, I'm asking who you think the second beast of Revelation is. Go ahead.
Well, you screened my call, and I said what I was going to ask.
Right, but you remember now, it's my show, and I'm turning it around, and this is how I operate. I want you to make your guess. You can just give a menu, two or three people or two or three things that you think are the second beast. Who do you think it is? And then I'll give you my analysis.
In chapter 13 in Revelation, it tells you who it is. The second beast gives his power unto the first beast and makes an image unto that beast. So who is the second beast?
Well, the first beast is a religious leader who happens to be a substitute or a anti, meaning a replacement for Christ, meaning they're trying to bring a religious period of peace on earth. And that first beast is the current Pope in Vatican, Pope Francis. The second beast will be the head of the most powerful nation on earth, the most powerful empire in history, which is America. It has to be a U.S. president, either now or in the future. And the only person who can be the second beast is the U.S. president.
No, the government. The government of
United. That's the whole thing. Remember, if you look at how many people are appointed by Obama, for example, or by Hillary if she becomes president, you can imagine the entire government, the infestation, starts with the president, and then they appoint, umpteen thousands of people throughout the government, both government departments, etc.
Obama is just a puppet. He isn't a power.
He's also a power broker, too, but he's also not only a puppet, he's totally collaborating. Hillary Clinton will be much more, she says last year when she's criticizing Obama, she'll have her hand on the tiller. So if she becomes president, I'm not saying she is, but she will be the best candidate I know in modern history for the beast dictator. Now, it's not an Israeli leader. Israel is an evil state, and Netanyahu is a globalist, and the fact is Lieberman is a nut who's a bouncer. But they're going to do the Samson option once they get this peace treaty, because the Samson option means they have nukes in every capital of every nation on earth. They have their military is designed in their own image. That system for targeting cities can target any city on earth with nuclear weapons, and nobody can stop them. They have some of the most advanced weapons, and let me tell you, if Israel goes down, the whole world goes down.
Yeah. Well, we
stay right there. Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
there's an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, Fred, you had a good question there, and I would like to lead by questions. And we talked on the break with Tim, because Tim thinks that the Antichrist could be, the head of Israel. Now, he's an evil guy, but I ask these questions. And I'd like to tell people to lead by questions, not criticizing them, say, okay, can Mr. Netanyahu force the mark of the beast on everybody on the planet? Of course not. But can the U.S. president announce, because he's the head of the most powerful nation and empire on earth in history, the mark of the beast when 90% of world currency is denominated in Fed Reserve notes, and if they go virtual, which means completely paperless, because remember, two-thirds of the Fed Reserve currency isn't even denominated in physical notes. It's actually in cyberspace. Let me finish here. So, I tell people this is not based on my opinion. I took care, and God appointed me to be at this place at Schriever Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado, three higher levels of security than NORAD, presidential-level security clearance to take care of employees at the satellite facilities in Chandler, Arizona, all the classified projects in Colorado and around the world connected to Schriever, and the Virtual World Project, which I took care of employees for 6 years. I have a close to photographic memory, and I know everything about this, technically and otherwise. The only place on Earth with higher level security, the only place under this level of security is Schriever Air Force Base. And they had a Virtual World Project supercomputer array underground for the primary node of the actual Virtual World Mark of the Beast system. That's been being built since the early 1980s in Colorado. Okay? There are sub nodes in Jakarta, Indonesia, and elsewhere in Beijing, But the primary node is in America, and when the world financial system does collapse because they're pushing it, it's going to collapse toward a mark of the beast system where America, again, will be the prescient power under these bankers and under the Vatican and under the globalists. But the one making the announcement is the president. So the Antichrist has to be a U.S. president. Now, if we don't get Trump and we get Hillary, I don't know, but I'm hoping to God, with the qualifications she has already and the evil she's done, she will be the best candidate in modern history for the Antichrist. For if you want to call it a beast dictator. Because, believe me, after the amount of police murders that are going on, if you think they won't have a bipartisan domestic security bill and try to get rid of the alternative media like us and jail us or shoot us or do whatever, if you are so delusional that you think they're going to let us continue talking when people like Hillary Clinton gets in, are you kidding? Are you kidding out there? Now, do you understand how dangerous it is what I do every day and the knowledge I have and the persecution I've gone through from my colleagues, my family, my friends, and others who think I'm a fool when I know more about the technical details of the mark and it comes from America? It doesn't come from Brussels. It doesn't come from Jakarta. It doesn't come from Beijing. It doesn't come from Moscow. It comes from the United States of America. And our policies right now, with Barack Obama destroying our country and destroying the economy, now almost $20 trillion in debt, we are on the precipice of economic catastrophe. And what do you think is going to happen now with the race wars and the class wars if they can't get their food stamps or the power goes up because we cause such terror? The next thing that maybe the ISIS does is hit our power grid, either part or all of the country. What do you think will happen when the manufacturer of those facilities and step-down transformers is our potential enemy we're ticking off in the South China Sea because we fly bombers with nuclear weapons on board over the South China Sea, and the Chinese are the only ones that make those step-down transformers? Do you think they're going to ship them if you decide we've lost half the country to power grid outage? And now we have our cities in total chaos where there's no food stamps, no gasoline, and no food delivered to the grocery stores. Do you really think this country's going to hold together? Really? Why? Why? Tell me why. I lead people by questions. Do you think that Netanyahu can be the one to force the mark? Do you think that with the Pope now and the President Obama and 72 world leaders in New York and the precipice of four blood moons and the solar eclipse right over Jerusalem last year that started the Shemitah wipeout year, the 120th Shemitah since the birth of Adam, you don't think that we're there? I don't know the dates. I'm ignorant, but I can tell you one thing. I can tell you the absolute certainty, and I mentioned this since 1999 when I traveled to the 42 cities in Israel, that the mark of the beast comes from America, and the beast dictator will be an American president. Period. That's the end of the discussion. And that's not my opinion. That's a thus saith the Lord, and I want people to understand that. If we don't get Trump in, we're going to have immediate judgment on this country.
Well,
immediate.
Can I thank you?
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you for you giving me the chance to dialogue with you. I really appreciate that. I'm 79 years old, and I'm old and slow. And whether you believe this or not, I don't know everything.
I don't know everything. In fact, I think God keeps us in a state of ignorance. I know probably...
Thanks for the dialogue. I probably know
2% of what I'd like to know. But the stuff I know, I can tell you, is not my opinion. When I say these things like America is the seat of power of the globalists, when New York City is the head of the United Nations, when I see the policies of this president and the policies of finances through the Fed Reserve System and the about-to-be demise, for example, the central banks in Europe and Germany, they're on the edge of disaster. You know what's going to happen out of that? You're going to see collapse of Europe and toward a super state that will be Islamic, with Turkey now becoming a fully Islamic state because a secular military revolting against this Islamic president. And now you're going to see Turkey become a fully Islamic state with a internal security force attacking and killing their own troops if they try to violate and go back to secularism, because Turkey's pretty secular. They have wineries, they drink alcohol, which is against Islam. If you visit Turkey, you realize they're different than other Muslim countries. And Turkey will probably get full membership in Europe. We're going to see Islamification of Europe with extreme Muslims. You're going to see no-go zones and Sharia-compliant laws, and you can't criticize Muhammad publicly or you're going to go to jail or worse. And people think, well, you're just making this up. I don't need to be a prophet. I just need to be a reporter. I can just report and tell you these things are facts. So if you look at Obama, and anybody tries to defend this fool or this monster, Hillary Clinton, are you kidding me? So I'm going to tell you, I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know that the thing that you're going to see is, if a peace treaty happens, it'll be at the behest of a U.S. president, either outgoing like Obama or incoming like Hillary. And if there's a peace treaty that sets up a desolation, which is a Palestinian state that desolates or gives over Israeli territory, even though Israel is apostate, it's a monster state, and sets up a blood sacrifice, which is an abomination against the blood of Jesus, I guarantee you that you can only do it on Sukkot, which starts the ticking clock of the last 7 years, 360-day 7 years of the tribulation. If you don't think that's going to happen, throw your Bible, burn it, forget it. Because that's what the Bible says. It's not my opinion, it's in the Bible. And if you actually talk to rabbis from Zafed, they'll tell you the only day they can actually sanctify the Temple Mount and start the sacrifice is on Sukkot, the Feast of King David. That's it. And you go 1,230 days exactly and brings you to Yom Kippur. 30 days later, it's Pasha's starting of the actual battles of Armageddon. 5 months of devastation. And you go 2,520 days, which is exactly 7 years, and it's right to the Feast of Yom Teruah, the Feast of the Trumpets. You don't want to believe me, it says, and to those who are secure and safe can come out on the 17th day of Heshvan, which again is another number of days later. It's the same day that the dove came back with a branch indicating that dry land was present to Noah. You don't think there's an archetype there that God is the God of the present, past, and future, and he's telling us plainly that this is the end of it? You don't think that this election and this Congress convention today is a last chance for America? This is it. The reason why his name is Trump is because it's God's last trump card to us. His last warning. This is it. If you want to vote for Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders if Hillary was taken out, believe me, you're asking for America to be destroyed and you physically to die a horrifying death and spiritual separation from the Creator. You think this is minor? The beast dictator has to and will be, if not now in the future, a U.S. president. If we repent, God will restore us, like he says in 2 Chronicles. If my people who are called by my name will repent, I will heal their land. That's not happening. The reason why we have Obama and why we have George Soros and he's not prosecuted, and we have Comey and we have Loretta Lynch and we have all these murders around the country, including Baton Rouge, is because we tolerate it. We put up with it. We put up with these monsters, and because we are passive in our churches and our political places, because we don't ask questions, we don't haul people by the neck and ask them to ask questions with us to prove that, for example, the only person who can be the false, you know, the beast dictator is a U.S. president, the only superpower on earth. Do you think Israel or Russia or anybody else can force everybody to take the mark? Absolutely not. But a U.S. president working for the bank certainly can. What do you think, Ted?
Hello?
Yeah, are you still there, Tim? Or are you having a seizure?
My question is about the Antichrist.
The Antichrist is a false replacement for Christ. And guess what? The Antichrist right now resides in the Vatican. His name is Pope Francis. This guy is pushing a form of peace and Chrislam where he honors the Quran as equal with the Bible. Do you not think this is the false prophet? Of course he is.
False prophet's not the same as the Antichrist.
No. There's two things. There's the false prophet and the beast dictator. The beast dictator, the false prophet's in the Vatican. The beast dictator will come from America and be a U.S. president, if not now in this election, in the future.
About the beast dictator, okay?
Right.
Do you think he will be a puppet?
Of course he will.
Working for,
but he will also be a collaborative puppet.
Do you think he will be one of the key manipulators behind the scenes?
Both.
With real power.
Both. Remember now, he comes with authority. For example, the chief authority over planet Earth is called the Pindar. Have you ever heard of that name before?
Yep.
Right. The Pindar means, in actual gross language, the penis or the phallic symbol of the dragon, which is Satan. The Pindar is the boss of all the 12 in the council. The Vatican is under the Pindar. The beast ticket eater's under the Pindar. The false prophet's under the Pindar. They're all under the Pindar. This guy is a transdimensional being that actually runs planet Earth for Satan. Okay? He's got his local governor, and that's called a Pindar. The Vatican is just one of the 12. Okay? And the Sabbatean bankers, which are Satanists, we've already exposed that with Tex Mars, are Khazarian Satanists who had virtually identical religion to the satanic religion of the Babylonian Talmud, which is evil. It has nothing to do with Judaism, original Judaism, or Hebrew eschatology, or biblical studies, or anything. It's all a total violation of everything the Bible has taught. Everything that Moses would think is a violation, and the reason why they left Egypt, is exactly what modern so-called Judaism is right now. And people don't understand that the rights to the Burgermeisters across Europe and Russia was given to them by the Vatican to be the bankers of Europe, because if you're a Christian and you did usury, you admitted a mortal sin and were sent to hell. So they hired the Jews and gave them the kippah and gave them a writ to become the Burgermeisters of all the cities and towns, and they had to give their obeisance back to the Vatican. The Vatican had its own army until a few hundred years ago. People don't know that, do they?
No, actually, it's just about 150 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So people should start kind of getting a little bit more up to speed with reality. And again, it's not my opinion. Just ask better questions. The question is, will we accept Trump as God's literally repentance, just like when remember Jonah and the whale? And he went to Nineveh. He got mad at God because he sat under a plant waiting for God to zap Nineveh. And God said, because the king obeyed and heard your word and accepted it and went in sackcloth and ashes and the people, he literally held back judgment on Nineveh for 40 years, a city 40 by 40 miles, with walls so big it can run three chariots across the top of the wall for 40 miles in every direction. That's 160 miles around the entire city. And God held back judgment because the people repented. Now, we're at that point right now. We're at I call a Jonah moment. If we don't repent now, we think, oh, well, Deagle's just saying this. I'm saying, do you really think that Hillary Clinton is going to be a good president? Do you think that she's going to be corrupt? Do you think she's going to make deals with Saudi Arabia when she gives 20% of our uranium from Oregon to the Russians? Do you think they're going to keep the borders open and eventually make a domestic security bill so you won't have any Second Amendment rights? She'll let the gun manufacturers be sued, make bullets so hard to get, and do host-to-host searches and try to grab guns from our veterans? You think she's going to go crazy? Are you kidding me? Do you really think out there that things are going to be even as bad as they were under Obama, under Hillary? No. No. We're not going to have a show like this. This show will cease to exist if Hillary gets in. No alternative broadcasting will occur. And if they do, they'll try to have some counter, at least initially, with somebody else saying, well, whatever Deagle said was garbage, and this is why it's garbage. That's why you see all these magazines like Salon and Vox and so on, all their garbage out there, based on what I call shrill, anti-logic, emotional garbage.
As soon as they implement martial law, the real media, the alternative media, will cease to exist.
Unless we go underground. And even then, it'll be hard for people to get the truth, because they'll think people like Deagle says, what happened to Deagle? Well, I'm probably going to be either imprisoned or killed. One or the other. That's the facts. And you out there who think we're just doing this for entertainment, and I'm 64 and I'm retired, do you think I really want to do this unless I knew that the end of the world is coming? I've got children and grandchildren. Do you think I like to be persecuted by friends, relatives, and others, and my colleagues, and taught like I'm a nutcase because I understand what God said in the Bible and it's really happening today? I mean, one-third of the entire Bible was written for us in this day, and he's brought forward his witnesses, and there's a whole cloud of 144,000 who are waking up to the truth and are sealed in our eyes, our mind, and our actions to do God's will on earth before judgment comes. And you think this convention today in Cleveland, a federalized U.S. city, where the police have been told not to intervene, where they have an open carry permit, and we already have terror groups there, Black Lives Matter, or they should call them No Lives Matter. How's that? Be a better term. No Lives Matter. Why don't we call them that? No Lives Matter. Because if the blacks start shooting whites and start things, you don't think there's going to be a rise of skinheads and neo-Nazis and real terrorism on the white side against blacks, and you want to see things go really south? You tick off the white Northern European people and start killing us like crazy wherever we go, and you're going to see the rise of neo-Nazism. You want to see it? You're going to see it. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, well, that's They want the chaos. They want the
right.
That will divert it. Look, what we're seeing is the perfect cornucopia of hell, from hell, dumping its rotten fruit on our heads. And it's just beginning to come down now a little bit more. You know, Dallas, Baton Rouge, Nice, and more now. And it's going to get a lot worse. A lot worse.
It's going to get a lot worse before it becomes catastrophic. If you think this convention this week is going to go smoothly without anybody dead, you're delusional.
I think you're right. I hope you're wrong.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Fred, you mentioned that I do a lot of talking and not hearing. Raise a question. Make a statement. I'm more than willing. In fact, I want people I want my intellectual and teaching abuse, in other words. I'm begging people to call into the show. And if you disagree, don't do ad hominem attacks. Just say, here's my statement, here's my question, this is why I believe what I believe.
But the right person to talk to, Bill, is
and
Fred.
And that's what
and
I want
Miles.
You to do. I've heard you, by the way, on the show before I come on, Fred, and it's really good that you call into the program because you raise issues. And you want to raise it in such a way that's based on biblical truth, on
right.
real questions, and on logic and evidence. And then
right.
when you do that, then it changes people because they really go re-examine and say, oh, I'm not just being told that I'm stupid, because believe me, I don't know a fraction of what I'd like to know. In fact, it really aggravates me. I know some things really seriously, and other things I have no idea. And it scares me, to be honest with you, because I don't know what's going to come out of the election. I don't know what dates are going to happen, whether it's months or years or decades away. I can tell you that some things I know are not my opinion. They're thus saith the Lord, and they scare the hell out of me, to be honest with you.
Same way with Bill. And I hope we part as friends. And, you know, dialogue and talk at another time.
Oh, yeah, we have a short segment now, but go ahead with your question. Go ahead, your statement. Go ahead.
Well, the beast of Revelation stands in the place of God and takes the place of God, and he changes laws and time. Well, the beast changed the seventh day to the first day.
Exactly. I agree. That's you're precisely correct, that the Sunday is a violation of the sun god, which is a pagan and satanic day, and the real Sabbath day is the seventh day is Saturday, the day of Sabbath rest. And it's not just a day of the week, it's resting in God every day. It's resting
right.
in God's judgment and his will and his purposes every day, because the only source of good, the only source of wisdom, the only source of truth is God. It's not our
right.
mind, it's not our politics, it's not our history, it's God, period. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you make a lot of sense, Bill. But the last thing that'll happen, and then the plagues fall, the seven last plagues, is that's when they enforce the Sunday law. And when they do that, that's the last...
You know how the Sunday law will great, because it's interesting, and we talk about this with our expert Jonathan Gray. The fact is that the Muslims are Sabbath keepers. They actually keep the Sabbath. And if you try to enforce the Sunday law, you're going to have a major conflict explode between Sabbath keeper Muslims, believe it or not, and most Christians, except for Seventh-day Adventists and we call restored Jewish believers that are Christians. So most Christians, if you said Sabbath keepers, no big deal. But Muslims will not go by it. And this will cause a major worldwide catastrophe if you try to force Sunday worship on Muslims. That's one of the biggies. Interesting, eh?
Folks, get right with God.
Absolutely. Take care of this convention. Pray for Trump. Pray for the right advisors around him. Pray for terrorism not to happen. Pray that President Trump cleans up this mess, because if he doesn't, judgment's going to happen right away. Not just for America. Yeah, take care. Call in again, Fred. You did a great job. Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.